my first question was, what do you want Alaskans to know about the budget?
That we built it from the ground up. That unlike years past where we built the budget without looking at revenues first, we're building a budget in which expenditures will meet, not exceed revenues. And that we built the budget around core services that touch most Alaskans.
What have been the hardest decisions on the budget?
Well, that's a good question. There weren't hard decisions, but working through and peeling back all the layers of government, taking a look at all the different programs that we have, or as many as we possibly can, and understanding those programs as we went through the decision-making process.
Was there a particular piece of government that was challenging, even, in a general sense?
You have a lot of programs that go across different departments. You have programs that have different, maybe more than one funding source. So just trying to unravel those concepts and trying to get understand what we have in front of us before we make decisions. It's a big government. It's got a lot of layers.
How does your crime legislation, which will increase costs, fit into the budget?
We have to improve our public safety outcomes. I campaigned on stating that we would probably increase our expenditures in public safety to make it a safer Alaska, and we will most likely end up increasing budgets in certain aspects of public safety, and I have no issue with that. It's job number one for any state and any governor.
What's your message to state workers and their families who are going to be concerned that they'll lose their jobs?
We're going to do the best to end this fiscal crisis that has been lingering for years. We are running out of savings. We spent $14 billion over the past several years, some would say with little to show for it. And I think all Alaskans, not just state workers, want this fiscal crisis dealt with. So we're going to do what others have not accomplished so far. We're going to focus on getting this fiscal house in order.
It sounds like the bulk of solving this problem in your budget will be in reductions. What's your message to Alaskans who would like to see a more balanced approach or other areas that contribute to solving the problem?
So when I hear balanced approach, usually what that means is taxation. And I would say to that if you look at Alaska's history, whenever Alaska comes into a windfall or more revenue, we don't necessarily save it except for the permanent fund. We spend it. The last 6 years, we've spent billions of dollars in savings because of deficit spending, because we have not solved this issue. And so for those that want, quote, a balanced approach, we believe that the approach should be making sure that we have a government that is responsive to the people of Alaska, that has been thoroughly vetted to make sure that we are separating our wants from our needs, making sure that we fund core services. We don't believe that we need taxes to do this, to go through this process. Others that want a larger budget, others that want to spend more money, of course they're going to think we need taxes.
David Teal has presented a chart that shows per capita state spending adjusted for inflation since the 70s, the mid to late 70s. If the UGF is 3.2, billion, then the UGF portion of the budget will be less than it's been during that time period.
So it doesn't take into consideration DGF and federal? Because in 2006, I believe our budget was $2.7 billion UGF. Andrew, there's never going to be enough money for some folks. And again, we had $14 billion, not $14 or $14 million, $14 billion disappear as a result of deficit spending. And I would say at that rate, there's no amount of tax or PFD that can keep up with expenditures or growth at that rate.
Are you concerned about the impact of the cuts on the economy?
I believe that the sooner we get out of this fiscal mess, the better it will be for the economy. We just seem to be putting off the inevitable. Everyone I've spoke to, there hasn't been one individual, doesn't matter what political persuasion they are, where they live in the state of Alaska, or what their employment is. This includes state workers. They know we have to solve this issue. It has to be solved. There's no getting around it. It's not going to solve itself. And so I believe that our economy will be in better shape once this issue is solved.
You would like to see the public vote on any future spending increases, taxes, or PFD changes. Would you support the public voting on large spending cuts?
I haven't thought about that, to be honest with you.
You do have a spending limit in that proposal.
Yeah, we have a constitutional amendment that has a spending limit, appropriation limit, and a savings rule. The public already voted on limiting spending in 1981 and 1986. The amount of money that we spent. We already have an appropriation limit on the Constitution. It's just it's not functioning because of the way it was constructed.
One of the largest areas of state spending is Medicaid. Medicaid does support a lot of health care for people who are addicted to opioids. Opioid addictions linked to a lot of crime. Are you concerned that cuts to Medicaid could affect treatment for people with addiction to opioids that could affect crime?
We look at the opiate addiction issue as part of a public safety package. So we're constructing a public safety package that includes taking that issue, opiate addiction, into account. And our public safety package is going to, we just started rolling it out here a couple weeks ago, but it's going to be a continual improvement process. But we do recognize that addiction plays into this public safety issues.
Commissioner Johnson said last week that he's interested in reviewing whether the formula for funding schools should be revised. What are your thoughts on that? Will that be, I know we're not getting into budget specifics, but that's a big thing that's related to the budget. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the bill, I think it was SB 36, was passed in 1996. And so I think a review of the foundation formula, including the BSA, I think that would be appropriate for the legislature and the Department of Education.
That gets on a broader point. Will we be seeing legislation that's related to areas that are affected by the budget?
Yes.
On Wednesday?
Yes. Yes.
Can you give me a sense as to how much of that legislation there'll be beyond the budget?
I have to be there on Wednesday when we roll out the package.
Will there be potential changes to the formula, the foundation formula, connected to the budget?
You'll have to wait till Wednesday, February 13th.
Okay. In Southeast Alaska, a lot of concern about the ferry system. Any thoughts on how you approach the ferry system or broader transportation issues?
We want to be as efficient as possible in delivering our services to Alaskans. We want to manage what we have better. And again, on the specifics regarding any of the programs, February 13th is, you'll get an idea of where we are in some of these issues.
What's your definition of a core function?
Public safety. A function that impacts a majority of Alaskans.
Are you concerned that aspects of your budget will face a legal challenge if there isn't constitutional or legislative changes made?
Andrew, there's always the possibility that somebody will file a suit on anything, actually. But we're focused on, once again, following the Constitution, following our laws, and going through the process properly to build a budget to our existing revenues. So I have no control over what some may do, but we're doing everything we can to follow all the laws and Constitution.
During the campaign, you were asked various points about your approach to the budget. At no point did you really lay out cuts that would be on the scale of these cuts. What are your thoughts to people who might be surprised at this compared to what you said during the campaign as far as the size of the cuts?
What I said during the campaign is we have to manage our government better, that we have to fix our fiscal issue, and that again, and that's fine, you're referring to them as cuts, but we're building a budget from nothing to meet our expenditures is how we're approaching this budget. I had no access at that time to the inside workings of government. I was not part of the administration. Now that we see where we're at, we understand where our revenues are at, we're going to put together a responsible budget that have expenditures not exceeding revenues. And I think that's what people wanted when I was running for office.
Senator Stedman is and other legislators have expressed an interest in including much of the money that's in the earnings reserve account into the Constitution or protecting it constitutionally. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree that we should be protecting certain funds and potential expenditures in the Constitution. The Constitution is there to guide politicians as to what they can and cannot do, what power the people have given them to do. I have three constitutional amendments that I believe if put in place will also protect the people from overreaching government and individuals that want to spend more money by taxing or taking money from the people of Alaska. So I understand what Senator Stedman is looking at.
The House hasn't organized, as you're probably aware. Representative Knopp, in leaving the Republican caucus, specifically sort of preemptively expressed concern about the direction of this budget. What's your message? It doesn't have to be to Representative Knopp, but maybe to Republicans who are going to be hearing from some constituents are going to be concerned about some of the impacts of this budget.
They'll have to deal with their constituents. That's what this process is all about. There's 60 legislators. You mentioned Republicans. There's folks that joined the Republican Party. They ran as Republicans. They ran on a platform. They got elected by their constituents. I believe that their constituents are going to want to hold them to their campaign promises. And so that's a dialogue between the legislators and their constituents.
I covered the main areas I wanted to cover. Is there anything we haven't talked about that you'd like to add or expand on?
We are working hard at making sure that we have a well-run government, that we have a budget that lives within its means, that we're attempting to get this fiscal disruption behind us so we can have a future for Alaska, for our children, our grandchildren, get more investment in the state of Alaska. I believe once we get past this year, I think we're going to have a better, healthier state in terms of its fiscal outlook.
I'll ask a follow-up question to my question where I put it to you as to whether there should be a vote on the public on significant reductions in spending, and you had responded by referring to the past record of Alaskans voting in favor of spending caps. Those spending caps haven't kicked in. I mean, they haven't affected the budget, so they haven't voted on reducing spending at the current level by a significant amount. So my question is that you are, to repeat that point, that you are proposing that they vote on any significant tax increases or any taxes or PFD reductions.
And also a spending limit, a new spending limit.
A spending limit that would kick into effect after this budget occurs, so it would lock in any changes that occur to this budget. Why not have the changes that you're proposing this year go to a vote of the people?
We're running out of time. These are the cards that were handed to us at this point in history. We're going to once again get the budget we believe contained, and then go to the people of Alaska. It's a function of time and where you are at this point in the budgetary process.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Governor.